The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trishy. Hey.
41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 72 today and a low of 47 on Friday. Slight chance of rain, and then rain in the evening, a high of 65 and a low of 46. On Saturday, we're looking for partly sunny, and through the weekend, possibly a little chance of rain on Sunday again. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Absolutely. It's Thursday, the 25th of February. We're last Thursday in February.
Where in the world do these months go?
I don't know. But you know,
this is a short month, I keep saying.
Well,
but whoa.
I told Bob.
They're all short.
I am tired of these months getting away from us.
Yeah.
And I told Bob, do one thing. Just don't let him go by so fast. And do you think he could do that?
No.
Do you think that one time he could do that? No. No, he just lets it keep on happening.
I know. They just keep rolling by.
6-0-5-4-5-6-7 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel, who just jumped into the chat room. And Bad Bob, you're going to tell me we've only got 73 feet to go. Is that right?
That's right. Current reading from Shasta Lake, and these are all updated like the night before. 994 feet above sea level. That means 73 feet from the top.
Okay.
Now, how fast is it rising? I mean, is it like a foot a day or?
Right now, with just based on runoff, about 0.5 foot per day, we expect to see that improve quite a bit. We've seen rises. Now, of course, understand that the lake is like a cone, so the more it rises, the more it takes.
Yeah.
But this next set of storms should help the situation out. We're well ahead of where we were last year at this time.
Yeah. And we've got like about 125% of the snow.
I was going to say, that was the difference, because last year we just didn't have any snowpack, and we do have a fairly substantial snowpack, as you can see on these bright, crisp mornings as you're driving in from Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I'm reminded that we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
It is. And you would think that there would be the tech companies would be beating down our doors to put their companies here. And just to be able to put their people in really nice areas, get them out of the cities, put them here, pay them less.
If they want to be in the city or in the state of California, then this is a really good place to be. A lot of them, unfortunately, just don't want to be in the state of California. And we can't do anything about that, even with our good living conditions and all the other good things about the North State.
Well, so Angel just broke my heart here.
Yes.
She said, it's good to know Republicans have no say in California. Republicans represent less than 28% of the state's electorate, a drop of almost 3 points since the start of the 2012 election cycle.
Yeah, the independents have taken over the whole thing. Well,
you know, it doesn't say how many now are now just saying, hey, I don't want to. I refuse to state or choose not to state or whatever you call it. Decline to state.
Yeah. And then there's the whole population that isn't even registered, but votes anyway.
Yep. That one. It's still, people say, well, if you give illegals a driver's license, they can vote. Well, how is that? I don't understand that jump from a driver's license that's marked as illegal, not a citizen.
It isn't marked illegal, not a citizen.
It is. It's marked. It's marked. And it's not like you're mine.
This is a driver's license, not a certificate of citizenship.
Right. But what I'm saying is, where do we go from them giving, how come if somebody's got a that type of license, how can they vote?
Well, you don't have to have show identification to vote.
No, but you have to register, and when you register, you have to show proof of citizenship or your driver's license.
You have to say you're a citizen.
No, I think when you register, you have to prove who you are. Now, when I walk in, I can say I'm Rick Bassetti and vote.
Yeah.
One time I went in and said I was Trish Clark, and the woman looked at me and she says, "I don't believe that. I know Trish." I said, "Oh, okay."
Okay.
I said, "But I feel like Trish today."
But
what I'm saying is you have to have, and somebody, okay, here come the phone calls. Tell me I'm wrong. You have to show proof of who you are to register, not to vote. Now, I think you should have to show some kind of ID before you vote, too, but that's just me.
Well, I think, you have to show identification to do almost anything. At the drop of a hat, and no one objects to it. Why they should object to that to vote. But the reality is, and you can say what you want to, they're getting around it some way, because as we realized in the last election, there were instances, proven instances, that even Snoops agrees with, where more votes were registered in certain districts than there are citizens.
No, I agree.
So somebody's voting is not entitled to.
No, that's true. And then you get back as well. It's not a big problem, voter fraud. Well, we don't know it's a big problem because how can you prove there is fraud there? Well, unless people are showing. Okay, so in other words, that election area right there. That all these people, all these people signed up and voted. What about, okay, now you have to show ID. Then the next year, then their voting goes down to like 10% of what it was. Then you can say, well, there's probably fraud there. See what I mean?
Well, Carl, common sense. If there's only 100 registered voters and there's 150
that
votes, that's fraud.
Yes, that's true. I understand that. I agreed with that. But I also am a strong proponent, if you're going to vote, show some kind of ID. Oh,
absolutely. I concur.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Gary.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Gary.
All right. And, Trish, did you know you're sitting right next to a celebrity?
I know that. Yes, I know.
Bad Bob.
No. Carl and Linda.
I know. Wasn't that a wonderful award?
We're on page 9 of the AAA Travel magazine, and one of the pictures, it's advertising the experience in the wine country. So I just wanted you to know you have a celebrity. Good pictures.
Of what? Of what? Of us?
AAA magazine. Their travel magazine.
I had no idea.
You're on page 9. So,
okay.
Anyway, why did you know that? All right.
I have
so
no
much
idea.
For the fun stuff. Now,
okay.
I hear you complaining about the that voting regulations, whatever. Okay. The silver bullet is the Jefferson movement, and people need to be behind that. And I'll give you far advance notice. April 2nd will be a town hall meeting at the Senior Citizens Hall. That's next to the Elks Club on Benton Drive. And it begins, doors open at 3, and the meeting will begin at 4. And it's informational, and people who are considering retirement should probably come. That's if they're paying into STIRS and PERS, because both are bankrupt or on the verge of bankruptcy, and state of California is doing nothing about it. Of course, what can they do? Because the state of California is $340 billion debt.
Yeah.
That's $340 billion.
I think
what could those people do with STIRS and PERS? There's no money, but you better probably attend the meeting and find out.
Okay,
what
April 2nd.
Jefferson is doing. That's right.
April 2nd at the Seniors Hall down there on Benton Drive. Next to the Elks Club. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Thanks,
Elks
Gary.
Club. Thanks.
Now that's the only. Hold on.
Oh.
Friday the 1st.
Okay.
Is a deadline, and I would wish you would repeat this number of times as a public service announcement. April 1st is a deadline for parents of school-age kids to protect their privacy. And it's a court case. The decision came down a couple of weeks ago. Maybe, Trish, are you familiar with it?
I am, actually. I've been following that. If you want and you need to sign, I sent a bunch of stuff out to get people
okay,
to sign.
Okay, then I'll not say any more, and I'll let you handle that. Of course, I'm not so sure that parents nowadays are that concerned with privacy, with cell phone. I've been raised with cell phone and this, that, Facebook, and et cetera. What do you think about that, Trish? Is privacy a big thing anymore?
Not like it was with us.
We have to take a break here.
Okay,
so,
great.
And then we'll talk about that because we say that and you think that, but then look how many people are on Apple's side about not breaking into the code.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
All right.
And plus a couple other things, especially about the signing up and who do you really have to show your ID to vote? And I think that, you don't have to vote, but you have to register. So let's talk about that when we get back. But, you know, this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And, you know, I love having Trish on because Trish can talk about it. I can talk about it for the last couple of years. You can talk about it
for over 10 years, probably 10, 12, 12 years now.
You can pick your number on your side of the bed.
Absolutely.
And your partner has the other. That's
dual air
technology there that allows you to sleep. Mine's up to 90 now. After the MRI, and I'm going to talk about the MRI yesterday. And then Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, and yours is?
And mine's at 55, and it stays there
like
pretty
that.
Consistently, except that I find, depending upon if your back is, if you've been doing a lot of exercise, you've been loading wood, or you've been working in the yard, sometimes it will go up or down. But that's the beauty of it. When you get into bed, and if you're not just really falling off immediately, you can adjust that a little bit, and boom, immediately you're right exactly where you need to be.
Big sale going on right now. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. I was going to say Apple because it looks kind of like an Apple store because it's like all this technology and all that. It's pretty cool. It's a Sleep Number store, and right now you can come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event where you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99.
Incredible price.
Under $600. How much is a great night's sleep worth to you? For years, American-made, rated best mattress by Consumer Reports. Head on down there. This is the time to buy Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning here at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If you want to find out what's going on in the community, find out right here.
Right. Crying on my pillow, lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I have no idea what that music is, but it's scary. It's 7:23 in the morning.
Carl, it's the Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
Great, too.
We've got Talking Heads here already.
That's my point.
And that's more than enough. 7:23 in the morning here on the February the 25th. It's 48 degrees going up to 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Maybe a little rain, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
some rain. Well,
maybe
we need
a little bit tonight.
Next
and then tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, next week I hear it's going to be raining.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
we
like
could use some
rain.
More rain, but I sure like this nice sunshiny weather for
it's
a few days.
Nice. 605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cody Titus and Properties by Merit. She specializes in making her customers happy, you know, whether they're buying their first home or it's an investment property, whatever it takes. Cody is there to make sure they get the best deal and for their money. Give her a call at 209-0721 or just call Properties by Merit and ask for Cody Titus. All right, I'm here with Trish Clark. Of course, it's On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. But see, tonight would be Molly Kidd is taking over for Linda.
All right, you know, Molly does a good job with
that. Yeah, she does. She does, and she brings in, you know, and it's kind of like. It's kind of like Valley Girls on steroids. they get going. She gets these guests in here, and they're all in their 30s and under.
Uh-huh.
And so they talk about these things, and
different than
for sure. I mean, I haven't heard for sure yet, but maybe I have. I'm not sure. Okay, look, Gary called about privacy and about these kids, and we're talking about voting. Jarhead says, well, you know what? I vote by mail.
Absentee.
I never have to show my ID. What I'm saying, though, is to register, you have to show an ID. Anything after that, you don't. Now, should you have to show an ID when you vote? I think you should. I mean, you have to show an ID for everything else. And they say, well, this puts a burden on people of color and
seniors.
Why?
They don't have IDs?
But that's the thing is, why wouldn't they have some kind? They've got to have some kind of ID, don't they?
Well, exactly.
And if a person doesn't have an ID, would they be ones that would be voting anyway?
Well, and beyond that, if in fact a person wanted to register in several different places, they could do that very easily. And given the backlog in the registrar's office of people who are still registered, who are dead, who have moved, who have gone hither and yon, a person could actually be registered 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, 8 places in the state of California, and it would never, ever, ever show up. Because there just isn't any... That is probably one of the worst systems that we've got. There's no accountability.
Well, they're in here,
no
people
checklist.
Are telling me they're registering through the mail. Okay. All right. Well, you must have to show some kind of proof that you are a citizen or a citizen of the state when you register. I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to. I mean, you can't just walk in and say, I want to vote, and they just give it to you. I mean, I want to register to vote. Okay, you need to prove you're a citizen of this county. Okay, here's a bill. Okay, you have to prove you're a citizen. That you have to show us your driver's license. Show us. Roberta's going to come on the line and tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, Roberta, tell me.
You know
what?
If I'm wrong, you know what? Frankly, then there's something. Then we are in more trouble than I thought. Okay, Roberta.
No, I think you're right, Carl. You have to show your identification when you go to a doctor, even. And if you don't drive anymore, there is a ID card that you should get from the DMV. Everyone should have one if they don't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Well, because if you're going to use a credit card, at random times, people ask for a driver's license. You go into your own bank where you've banked forever, and if you get a new teller that doesn't know you, she's going to ask for ID if you want to cash a check.
That's right. And, you know, on
and that's school, okay.
Yeah. And on this school issue, I was reading the record search fight last night, and it's saying that the judge has to approve of those opt-outs, and they haven't approved of them yet.
Well, you know, the other thing, okay, on the other side of this, that the people that are fighting this, that are saying that your kids' information is going to be given out, is the teachers' union. Now, there is another side to this, and the other side is a mother who's got an autistic child. And she says what's happening is the state has to keep a certain level of care and education for special needs children.
Okay.
And they're not doing it. And if they don't, you know, and the only way they can find out, and she says they're just passing my child from grade to grade. He's not learning anything. It's not good for him because they're not doing what they're saying.
How did
and
releasing this,
well,
his
because
record?
That information go into the state says who is autistic. And, you know,
Carl,
what?
There are just as many parents of disabled kids that are trying to fight this.
Well, that could be, but who's backing it? If you look at who's backing it, you know, I'm just going by what this letter this woman says. She says, I'm not a member of the lawsuit or anything, but this is how it affects me. And then when she said that the teachers union is fighting it, I'm wondering, why is the teachers union fighting it? You know, I mean, if this is supposed to be, you know, are they really protecting kids or are they protecting themselves?
You know, if I look at it and don't know, let's say I don't even know the both sides of the issues of it. Immediately what I see is that every time we take something from the local level where there is control and bump it up to the next level, we lose control.
Well, you know, it's just like if your child happens to have a death in their family or something and is going through some trauma, and so your records happen to say that this child has been very tearful and in the class or something for weeks, and that can happen, then that child is branded. Okay, this is going to a nonprofit organization that doesn't even have any governmental or any kind of oversight.
Okay, now, so the where it's going to is that organization, though, it's about the autistic children, is that correct?
It's a nonprofit parent.
Right.
Parent association.
Okay. Well, see, that's what started it was. It started with, and I understand, of course, Roberta, exactly what you're saying and what other people are upset about. But see, it was started, this organization started by parents with autistic children who were not getting the care and the education that they were supposed to under law in the schools.
Well, Carl,
is this right?
Why are not they concerned with their own local school district?
They should be.
Why make it statewide?
And that's exactly the issue.
Keep it local and solve the issue. And this is one of those things where they're trying to help their kids, but the ramifications, the consequences of this is huge. So I understand what they're doing. They're fighting for their kids, but the consequences of this is huge.
And they're going about it all wrong. I still go back to, we found if we could just get back in this country to each level of government doing what it was intended to do and take off all the other various layers, there would be money to handle all these problems.
That's right, Trish. I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to Tai Chi.
Okay.
That's why I don't
have a good morning, Roberta.
That's why I don't mix with Roberta. She gets out there. Okay, look, we got to take a break here. 7:30 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Now, let me tell you what kind of instructor Ted Leidy is. I mean, he owns this company. This is all he does. He doesn't do other things. And a lot of times instructors do other things, and then they instruct. This is what he does. He's got this all over Northern California. He's got classes going all the time. And I've seen the schedules, you know, 20 in this class, 20 and 30, 40. He's not even in the area right now. He's down Sacramento or Folsom or someplace. I went for an MRI yesterday. Have you had an MRI?
I don't think so.
I tell you what, it's like they load you into a tube, you know, like they're loading you a cartridge or an artillery round into a the chamber.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it's open on the other end, but it's like an inch away from your nose. Okay, maybe it's a little bit better, maybe 2 inches. And the lady, you know, the lady who was great, and her name's Linda, so it's a shout out to Linda. She put you on this thing, and they put all these things over because I've had my neck MRI. They stick you in there. And you're going in there, and there is just no room.
I said, excuse me.
She pulls me out. She goes, you okay? I went, yeah, just let me get a breath here and get into my happy place. And so then she pushes me back in, and okay, it's okay. But see, it makes this noise for 15 minutes. 15 minutes, you're in there. Then you move you a little bit. I mean, it's just, I'm not kidding you.
If you have any kind of feeling about closure and closed places.
And that's one of the questions they ask you, are you claustrophobic? And I went down, no. I said, no, you know, I'm not claustrophobic. I get into that, and I pull, you know, I said, come on out. The first time, and I went, she goes, hey, look, you know, if you don't, you know, we've, you know, people can't do this, but what you do is we reschedule you, and they get your doctor pops you with Valium or whatever, and they
exactly.
come back.
Exactly, gets you a little more relaxed.
I said, no, I'm okay. And then they give you this little thing that you, if things get bad in there, you squeeze it, and it makes this horrible sound right where she's at.
Then she comes in and gets you out. Yeah.
But it was, you know, the experience, she made it as good as possible. But then she's telling me, you know, I knew Ted was in there. And so she's talking to me. Ted sells her a concealed carry class. Well, he's getting an MRI. Now, how does a man do this? How does he do this? Anyway, so Northern Firearms Instruction, give him a call at 999-1822. All right, I've gone way past this because I had to tell about the MRI. You know what? It's not as bad. And she goes, and so I'm coming out, and she says, I've had people in here with 400 pounds, and I'm looking at this thing.
And I'm thinking, how could they do that? Yeah.
You know, that's over twice like the size of me.
It feels like it's right on the edges of your skin all the way around.
I mean, if you've got broad shoulders, I mean, and I'm thinking, how'd she get a 400 pounds? That person must have been unconscious. Anyway, they wheel this other guy in. I mean, he's like 6'3", probably 250. And he's looking at me. He's got that look in his eyes like we all do.
The deer in the headlights.
And I go, hey, man, you got a happy place? He goes, happy place? I said, yeah, you got a happy place? I mean, oh, yeah. I said, start finding it right now. And then close your eyes. You'll be fine. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. 7:33 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with NorCal Limousines. Talk about what's going on in the world around here with them.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving significant places in far northern California that protect water quality, working agricultural ranches, and wildlife habitat. The Shasta Land Trust invites you to its annual Wild Ways kickoff on Saturday, February 27th. Join us to support local land conservation. You will be treated to delicious food featuring Prather Ranch beef, local wines, and craft brew. Visit the website at shastalandtrust.org or call the office at 241-7886. The Shasta Land Trust, protecting the places people love for future generations to enjoy. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No music?
You mocked my music.
Oh, man. Wow. You just did look
do your damn
face.
Job. You know what? I'm the one that's paid to talk. I mocked your music. But first of all, you know, there's some people out there may consider that no music. They just talking heads. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. I'll remember that. Yeah. I know you're pretty happy to see me on payday. Okay.
Carl's pouting.
I'm pouting. All right. Okay. Hey, we're back. Okay. You got me. You got me, big guy. I'm back here with Trish Clark and here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 24 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock.
6:05. Degrees.
Yeah.
Getting a little rain tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
By the way, Linda's down in Sacramento. So I was last night I was batching it with the Elk Killer.
Uh-huh.
You know, Elk Killer's not a lot of fun. I mean,
no
she
personality.
Is. She is, but she sits over and watches the door, waiting
for Linda to come home. Of course,
she,
yeah.
And I say, hey, you want a little cookie? And she's my friend then.
Yes.
And then she goes back and she looks at the door
Linda.
And waits for Linda to come home.
Just know. Don't let her get sprayed by a skunk.
No. Well, no, that was... I'm not even going to mention who it was because it's such a great story. You know, and he said, did you tell people that story? I went, oh, yeah, everybody. You know what? I just go down the street and tell people that story. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Civic Auditorium there that on March the 4th, there it is, The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. You know, this is like devils and all this kind of stuff out there. It's great. It's, you know what? I saw it many years ago, and it is a superb, superb show. And you can get your tickets at 229-0022. Give them a call. Or readingcivic.com. Readingcivic.com for tickets. It's going to be a great show. And, again, people are saying that all they're having to do is just swear that they are a citizen. I mean, they don't have to show anything. I am so upset about this.
I'm not going to argue with you because I believe that's absolutely true. I don't, and maybe it's because they know you. Whenever I say that I never was asked for a driver's license or I never was asked for any identification, maybe that's because they knew who I was in Shasta County and they just didn't need that. But I didn't ever have to actually show. They didn't get a number.
Yeah. It seems to me that you'd have to show some proof with your photo on it that you're a U.S. citizen.
I remember just going to the DMV when you get your license or whatever, filling out the voter registration, just turning it in.
Yeah.
There you go. See, and that's what I'm thinking.
But see, that is because you're showing who you are and you're proving you're getting a driver's license.
I don't know. I don't remember doing that. I remember just handing the paper away. And
Oh, I see what you mean.
We had a driver's
or even putting it in the box. I think there's a box there. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's something wrong here.
Yeah, there is.
You've just figured that out?
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, we need to take a recess here and bring you up to date.
Welcome to California, Carl.
But people, you know what? But everything I've always seen, every other time I've ever done anything, you've had to show proof of who you were to register, not to vote specifically.
Well, but as he indicates, you can register by mail, you can register online, you can register in all kinds of different ways.
Well, they're saying when you get, but I thought it was when you got a driver's license or renewed a driver's license, then they already know who you are, then you could they could register you. You're
but
saying
you
that's
fill out
not
the
what
paper
it,
and drop it in the box.
I swear I remember there being a box.
Well, you got to say who you are to pay a bill on the phone.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know that, but I mean, well,
and
yeah, there is
name
a,
and you're
there
this
is a
and you're
box
that,
there, but you sure it wasn't done in conjunction with a driver's license?
I honestly don't think so. I don't remember that. But I know, I think you do have to put your driver's license number on it.
Maybe that's what I'm talking
along
about.
Those lines. Yeah.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's something, so then you've
but
got...
But who checks that?
Well, when...
And there we go back to the purging of the voter rolls. I know in Shasta County, people are on those rolls that have been dead for years. They've moved a dozen times. They're probably registered in other locations. And for whatever reason, that doesn't seem to catch up very quickly.
People want to know if Bob's pouting. Are you pouting, Bob?
No, Bob's laughing. You're
sure.
Pouting.
And somebody else says, no music is better than music one does not like.
Yeah. I can arrange that.
Okay.
No, no. Come on, Bob. We like your music.
No, Bob is right 99.9 tenths of the time. And so you mentioned it one time. What's he do? He refuses to play. Okay. He's taking his football and going home. Sheriff's Department is moving to Park Marina. The admin and records section is, by the way. Park Marina Drive. In case you want to get your CCW, you have to run all over town. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're here with Jamie Gambrill from NorCal Dental.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine. And he's here and with...
With Robert Hansen, with the Ambassador Limousines.
Oh, my gosh. We've got two.
Two.
Yes.
You're bringing two guys in here
guys.
From different groups.
Doubling up.
Hey, now you're in here for a reason, too.
We are. This morning, we're hoping to bring light and maybe help the consumer better understand what to do, what to look for, and to not mess up and accidentally hire a non-legal limousine, because they're actually taking a lot of chance and a lot of how am I going
to
word this?
It's a safety issue for the consumer. We're trying to make people aware that you want to hire somebody who's doing it the right way, who has taken all the steps, who has all the protections for the consumer, the right licensing, the right insurance coverage.
There's
rules that you start when you have a business.
Absolutely.
Yes. You have to go in and you have to fill out form paperwork and you have to get insurance and you have to get a certain certificate.
Yes.
Your drivers have to be qualified.
Yeah.
And those are all things for consumer protection.
Drug tested, we have to carry $1.5 million in insurance.
Well, you know, this really came to a head when that one limousine caught on fire on the bridge.
Yeah.
And all those girls were killed
in
that bachelorette party. So after that, there have been changes in the cars themselves.
To the construction of the car as well.
That actually sparked Assembly Bill 109, which required passenger limousines that have been stretched, such as ours, to have at least two doors in the far back of the passenger compartment, as well as exits in the front section of the passenger compartment. Now, by that bill, which did pass, we had until the beginning of this year to do that. Now, there was also an assembly bill that was introduced and passed and signed by the governor last year that gave a one-year extension. So the compliance is now January 1st of 2017. But you're right, it was a reaction to that fire. And safety is, that's the number one thing in our minds when we constantly maintain our vehicles. We make sure we have the safety equipment in there. We make sure we're doing all the steps that the state and the city are requiring us so that nobody is in danger. And also so that they have recourse should something happen.
And Robert and my limo are the only two that have that fifth door in the passenger compartment. So it is it's a safety thing.
Either you have to have you have to have the fifth door and the windows that pop out?
They are saying there has to be a fifth door and another forward exit, which, you know,
There's a little bit of gray area there that we're...
And they're working on fighting that
we're
that
still
one
working
too.
On that one, I think, yeah. which is part of the extension.
But so the issue is, and what people need to know, is there are people operating within this county who have not done all those things.
Exactly.
On top of no insurance, and they're not registered with the PUC. They do not have their proper permits.
So yeah. how if I'm going to do a limousine, how do I make sure you've got the proper paperwork?
There's a couple of things you can do. The first one we recommend is going to the California PUC's website, which is cpuc.ca.gov. Click on the transportation. You can find a link that takes you to a lookup to find out if a company, you can look it up by county, by name. You can find out if that company is chartered by the PUC to operate in California.
Okay.
You can go to the City of Redding's website, and you can actually pull up business licenses to make sure that they're licensed to do business in the City of Redding.
Okay.
Do you call the City of Redding and say, hey, there's people out here that are putting people at risk?
We've actually contacted the Shasta County District Attorney on a couple of occasions, and actually at this point, Jamie and myself, as well as a couple of the other legal operators here in town, are getting together in the next couple of weeks to more or less form an association up here of operators to kind of get our common ground to, you know, things that we want to address.
You need to have a fair, even operating system for businesses to thrive.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have to live with the bureaucracy, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what we as local elected officials in the community and local jurisdictions can do is make an even playing table.
That's yes. Right.
And then
exactly.
Hold everybody to the same standards.
All right. We have to take a quick break here. It's 7:45. On KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We're here with Jamie and NorCal Limos and of course, also Ambassador Limos and Robert and Trish Clark. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Casino. On the 3rd of March is first Thursday of March. Linda's going to be there. She's got a big show going there. Of course, at Elements Lounge from 7 to 9. The special menus with steak and lobster at $21 and other great things, or just order off the regular menu. But you have to give them a call at 243-3377 for reservations because it fills up in there quick. So again,
and it's such a great show. If you've not been out there to enjoy that, Linda Bott and the Bluebirds, it's so good. It's just something that you wouldn't think you're going to find in City of Redding, Shasta County.
No, it's close to, and she's got her band, three piece band, and she has guests in there.
It's a cabaret show like you get in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's like in the lounges there.
It
so.
Is great.
Anyway, 243-3377. It's a week from today, in fact. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
You know what? You are so perfect. You are so perfect. Who is going to drive you home tonight?
Yeah. Who's going to pick you up? He's good. Is he good?
Isn't he good?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's signing off. Why is that? Oh, must be. Okay, everybody's
well
signing back on. Anyway, hey,
well
10 minutes till 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And we're here with Jamie Gabriel from NorCal Limo and
Robert
from Ambassador.
Yes,
limousines. Okay, now what we're talking about, there's a lot of limos out here in town. They're driving around with, are you saying no insurance?
Yes, exactly.
No insurance.
Or personal insurance. They may have a personal policy that they figure is going to cover it.
And which may or may not cover
it. And not licensed with the PUC.
And not licensed with the PUC.
And don't you have to have a special license just to drive people around?
Depends on the number of passengers you have on board. If you have 10 or more passengers, you need a Class B endorsement, passenger endorsement.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is really kind of strange because you just kind of take things for granted that when you get into a limo and a guy's sitting, standing there, just to drive you around, that they've got insurance and all this, And I never, never even thought about it, but because I used to go, you.
Well, with me, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's a number of them here in town. There's like how many people do the right things here in town?
We
How many limo groups?
There's about five companies that are chartered and okay to operate.
Yeah. Well, how many others are around here?
So far, I've seen three or four limousines running around town. I can't say one way or the other, but I know at least two of them were doing Christmas light tours.
So there's like 9 or 10 limo groups here in town.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
I wouldn't either, and I actually didn't even become aware of it until up at Anselmo's when I would see them up there, and they were dropping off, bringing people in, and then started actually paying attention when Jamie started advertising with the station and Carl and Linda got involved. Mm-hmm. But that many.
Yeah.
And it's important, as I indicate, the business is tough enough. If you guys are out there trying to do the right thing and provide a service, then we at the local level specifically need to make sure that there's a level operating field for all of you. All have to jump through the same hoops.
Yeah, Bob had a question. What about this Uber that's already, it's starting? I mean, don't they have to have insurance? I mean,
yeah, Uber.
I mean, they're not. The only reason I'm asking is they don't do what you do.
There's
guys,
a little bit of a
there's
of
a little
wash,
bit of a cross.
A
yeah.
little bit when it comes to like Jamie and I both we offer a sedan or a SUV service, which is just a standard vehicle. And we do service down to the airport, around town, things like that. And that would kind of cross over to where Uber is. Uber has their standard Uber, Uber X, Uber Black, Uber SUV, all these different Ubers that they have. The Black and the SUV might cross over a little into our...
Yeah, which aren't offered here yet. Right now, it's only the Uber
but
X.
But doesn't... So. I mean, Uber's just... I've got my truck, and, I'm going to go over and pick up this person and get paid $5 for taking
Uber
them someplace.
Yeah, there's standards. You have to have a certain type of vehicle.
Oh, okay.
You have to have, it has to be.
They will do a background check.
They do background checks.
Yeah, I noticed that their background checks seem to be working really well out there.
Yeah.
They've got people
nice
getting
shooting.
Assaulted. Yeah, yeah. Shot, oh. assaulted. Yeah.
But I don't believe
the
they
day
drug
that
checked
Uber,
randomly.
The day it hit the papers that Uber was opening in Reading was the day that the guy was killing,
I know,
killing
how
all the people.
Yeah, was that? I thought, oh, great timing. Timing is everything.
Exactly. One thing you can do to protect yourself is it's very easy, it's very simple, it's visual. You look at the car, look at the condition of the vehicle, and also check for numbers. On the back and the front bumpers, both of them, there needs to be numbers. It's either going to say PSG or TCP, followed by five.
A five-digit number.
Or, you know, it could be less if they've been around for a really long time. Take those numbers. You can check them with the PUC website, like Robert was saying earlier. That'll even tell you exactly what insurance policy number they have. They have that listed on their website. Okay. So
you should be looking for something on the bumper.
If there is no numbers on the bumper, then stay away.
So, but when you're making these arrangements, because you can't just call up at the last minute and say, have a Lima pick
up. Well, when you look online or you look in the phone book or anywhere that you see our advertisements, you're going to see that TCP number on there. You're going to see it on our business cards, on our letterheads, on our Facebook pages.
Required by law.
It is required that that TCP number be there. That's what the state of California is saying, okay, this guy is legit. He can, or she, can do this. They can do this job. They can perform this business for you. So that has to be there. Yes. But then you do a little more homework. You know, if somebody says, oh, I used Ambassador on my wedding, or I used NorCal at my wedding, somebody refers you, you still want to check it out. You want to make sure, because what if they were, you know, duped?
So the bottom line is when you're getting ready to do something and it's going to, you know, you've got to, especially, you know, for big occasions, when you're making the arrangements, you can just ask simply as, are you licensed? Are you licensed by the state? Do you have insurance?
Yes.
Are you playing by the rules?
And follow it up by checking yourself. I mean, thinking especially if you're going to put your children in this car, if they're going to prom, if they're going to do a birthday party, you have children in this car. I mean, you want them to be insured. Yeah. You want them to make sure they're being randomly drug tested.
So you're going to take, and I like the what you mentioned earlier about you're getting ready to get together with all legitimate ones and form some kind of an organization.
Like an association to
police your own thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. I really like and applaud that, because that's what free enterprise is about.
Yeah, well, you know I've mentioned to Carl before about how we all work together up here.
Absolutely.
And that is such a great thing, because in Southern California, where I came from, it didn't work like that. If you had a limousine service, you better watch out, because the other guy's going to stab you in the back. Up here, we take care of each other.
It's too small up here to be cutthroat. It really is. Yeah. And Jamie and I, we worked together on so many times. In fact, Jamie actually drove for me for a while, too.
Yeah.
And so we have a great relationship, and we just keep that. And, yes, we're competitors. And I'm competitors with, you know, the other companies in town, First Class and so forth. But I also work with them, because there comes times that I need more vehicles for a job, and I know who to call.
Yeah, exactly.
And vice versa. So that works.
And vice
great.
Versa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, with the in the trucking industry, under the CARB, the Clean Air, Clean Air Act. I mean, a lot of people spent a lot of money getting their trucks up to CARB standards. Other people didn't.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and so they didn't pay all that money. So all these guys that did pay that money, you know, they're watching these other guys, you know, that didn't do it, and you know what's happening to them. In fact, you know, I was working, you know, because we're CARB compliant, you know, with our stuff. And so you're talking to somebody, you know, about, well, can we, you know, go on down to the Bay Area? Oh, sorry, can't go down there. Oh, they're not CARB compliant. And they'll get checked down there. But I understand they're over at the Wheelabrator over here, sitting out there when trucks are coming through.
Oh, are they now?
Yeah.
Really?
Checking to see if they're CARB compliant. Anyway, but what I was talking about, though, is what you're talking about. Let's all have the same level playing field.
Yeah. Exactly.
You've got to pay this money. You've got to do this. So why shouldn't the other guy that you're competing against right there, that gives puts you at a disadvantage and them at an advantage, because they're not having to spend that money or follow the law.
And
like
there's nobody really coming up here to regulate it. So it kind of puts us at a loss. We're not sure what to do. We just wanted to come on here and kind of protect the consumer.
So the bottom line is, you need to check with the company that you're going to lease your limo from.
Yes.
Find out that they've got a PUC. Find out that they've got insurance. You know, ask them what it is, and you can check it online. When you all get your association set up, you can always check with the association too.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right.
See if they're registered, and they should be registered with that as well if they're going to do business here in Johnson County.
Exactly.
Earlier you had talked with the district attorney. Is that going anyplace? Or?
Well, at that time, it did not. It went down to the PUC, and they investigated what we had gone to the DA with, and that turned out the PUC contacted me back, and they said that they didn't find anything wrong going on. I'm not going to sit here and say all the things that I think are wrong with the investigation, but
What, at you this mean point, like a phone call?
Yeah. At this point, we are ready to, part of the association that we're putting together is because we are going to go back to the DA because we really, there's more than one person who's out there operating illegally, and we want, this has to stop. It's like hiring anybody with a hammer to
fix the
roof. Do they
have permits? Do they have permits to operate in town?
No.
No.
Well, and that's the issue. You know, they go out on jobs when people are doing, they're catching contractors all the time who are operating without licenses on jobs, and they do have an enforcement at the local level to do those kinds of things. They need to put this in their bag of tricks as well and be checking on these people that are not licensed, specifically if they're informed of that. And given
all right. So thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Carl.
Yeah, let us know when you get the association.
Yeah,
let us know when you get the association set up because, it's safety and some things you don't even think about. You just take it for granted that it's going to be fine. And that's, a lot of times it's not. All right, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here on Thursday, the 24th. And we're going to take a quick break and then, I'm sorry, the 25th. And then Chris and I are going to come back with open mic. We've got lots of stuff to talk
lots
about.
Lots of things to talk about.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Tonight in Houston, five Republicans square off in the last presidential debate before Super Tuesday. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Donald Trump has won three of the first four nominating states, including this week's crushing victory in Nevada. And he'll be center stage here at the University of Houston for tonight's CNN Salem media debate. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are battling for second place in the polls as they try to slow down Trump's momentum. Still in the race are John Kasich and Ben Carson, all of whom will be at this evening's debate. Greg Clugston, Houston.
One day after Virginia was battered by at least one tornado, Governor Terry McAuliffe is heading out to some of the hardest-hit regions of the state to assess the destruction. He's visiting Appomattox, where one of the state's four storm deaths was recorded. Parts of the Midwest were hit by heavy snow and biting winds on Wednesday. That led to a high number of canceled flights at Chicago's main airport.
Snow. Areas of blowing and drifting snow in the southeast.
And that warning via the National Weather Service's weather hotline for the region.
In the upper 20s, northwest wind.
Meanwhile, forecaster Dan Peterson at the National Weather Service says there's more nasty weather in store today for the Midwest.
12 to 15 inches across northwestern Indiana and 6 to 10 inches otherwise in northeastern Illinois, across northern Indiana, and from southwestern to northeastern lower Michigan.
Northern Indiana expected to see the heaviest of the snow as a powerful winds blow right off of Lake Michigan. Could pile snow up to about 18 inches high, they say. Five Coast Guard crew members and seven fishermen are safe after the Coast Guard vessel they were in overturned early today while assisting a fishing boat that ran aground off of New York City. Coast Guard crew members wearing protective gear swam ashore. A helicopter with a rescue basket was used to lift the fishermen to safety. It's been fluctuation for the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street. Right now, it's down about 7 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This February, prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history was just beginning.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
What else is it called?
You tell me.
Risen, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
FBI Director James Comey says the ongoing dispute between his agency and Apple is the hardest question he's ever seen in government.
The agency has asked a court to force Apple to help unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. Comey says both sides in the dispute have legitimate arguments.
There's tons of benefits. I love encryption. I love privacy. And when I hear corporations saying, we're going to take you to a world where no one can look at your stuff, part of me thinks, that's great. I don't want anybody looking at my stuff. But then I step back and say, you know, law enforcement, which I'm part of, really does save people's lives.
Comey says the dispute won't be solved in the courts, but only through conversation.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. North Korea urging its people to hunker down and work harder with a 70-day campaign of loyalty. Before a major meeting of its ruling Workers' Party in May, thousands of residents in the capital, Pyongyang, went to Kim Il-sung Square today to show their commitment. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Obama administration moving ahead now with a major project to learn how to better tailor treatments and preventive care to people's genes, environment, and lifestyle. Dr. Francis Collins is director of the National Institutes of Health and says the resulting database they hope to build will be a powerful tool to help medical researchers.
Over time, we hope to be able to answer important questions, such as why some people with seemingly the same disease respond to a therapy while others do not, or why some people who have healthy lifestyle habits still get heart disease or cancer.
At a White House summit today, the NIH will announce the first steps in setting up that database. A lawyer for the family of a man charged in a deadly Michigan shooting rampage says the man was acting depressed in the days before that happened. The family members know of no motive for the killing, though. Six people were killed. Two others were injured. A lawyer says that Jason Dalton had been asked by his wife why he was acting so differently in the days before he went on his rampage. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday on the spot with Molly Kidd tonight. It's on the spot with Linda Bott Show, and it's on the spot with Molly Kidd, though. She's out here with her usual brand of madness. Again, 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Something just happened outside that we're going to talk about that I've just found just extremely amusing. But let's hear the weather first.
All right. It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 72 today and a low of 47. We're looking for a little bit of rain this evening. Slight chance of rain as the day goes on. And this evening, they're looking for actual rain. On Friday, we're looking for partly cloudy. And on Sunday, we're looking for rain on Friday and then partly cloudy on Sunday. A high of 66. So good weather through the weekend. And we're hopefully getting a little more rain and a little more snow for those mountains at the higher elevation. The weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And before we talk about what just happened outside, let's go to Rally Sally.
Good morning.
Hey, honey.
Hey, good morning, Sally.
Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in on the previous conversation you were having about, you know, voter registration and what they require when you register people to vote, because I've taken that class, and I have registered people to vote.
Oh, okay.
They do request, as a form of ID when you register, your driver's license number and or, it's an option, the last four digits of your Social Security number.
Oh, so if if you have a Social Security number, then you're probably a citizen.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what happens to it?
As a register, we do not have to check to make sure that is who, we don't ask to see their driver's license. If they pull it out and put the numbers down on the form, we aren't supposed to check them. We don't have to do that. It's basically, an honor system.
And
also, I was going to mention, too, a lot of people now are registering online, which you can do.
Yes.
But you have to check the box on the online form that they can go and check on your signature on file with the DMV.
Okay.
And that's how they check, because obviously you can't sign an online, registration form. So you have to allow them to go to your driver's license and get that signature off of that. Now, here's where voter fraud comes in. When you go to vote, do they ask to see your driver's license or anything?
No.
No, I voted as Rick Bassetti, like I said.
Okay. Exactly. So, if somebody knew somebody that lived in their precinct that was either too old to go vote or didn't want to go vote, and they went into that precinct and said, I am this person, there's nothing to say that they couldn't vote in place of that person.
Well, and then I'm sure that happens because not, you know, those poll workers know a lot of the people in some of the precincts, but they don't know everybody that comes
well,
in.
Well, Sally, though, I mean, and again, I am all for showing ID when you come in to vote.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you really, I mean, of course, we're talking Reading, and so, you know, but how many people come in and actually do that? You know,
well,
they don't bus in a bunch of people.
We may not have that problem so much up here, but in the inner cities where there are, you know, thousands and thousands of people in the same precinct, I mean, not everybody knows everybody.
And they did so many runs over the last years and tested precincts, and they came up with voter fraud every place they looked. I don't think it's happening in Shasta County, but it very definitely is happening in the inner cities and the places where there's lots, like you say, hundreds and thousands of voters. Yeah. There's no question.
And not only that, but there you go again with voter dilution. I mean, if people, you know, down south are voting when they shouldn't be voting, then that makes our vote up here count even less.
Yeah,
there you go.
And we just heard that only 28% are Republicans, or you know, probably less than that, conservatives. But you know this new initiative, I guess, that's going through, this thing they're trying to pass, is that the districts are drawn by the number of voters, not the number of people.
Exactly.
In a district,
and
that would be great.
Before the Supreme Court, Antoine Scalia passed away.
Right, and they haven't. And here's the thing: is if Scalia says, "Hey, that's a good idea," it doesn't make any difference because unless it's announced, his decisions, even if he's written them,
exactly,
don't count because they said he can change your mind up to the last second.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is something is that would be good for people that really want to even this thing out, because you could have a million people in a priest, you know, in one of these areas down there, or 500,000, of which 50,000, only 50 to 100,000 are really voters. Everybody else is too young, or not too young, but they're not registered. They're not registered,
and that is a statistic that holds over right here in Shasta County. And I always try to bring that out when we're talking elections, because If you're looking at the registered voters in a city, take the city of Anderson, a population of 10,000, you might have eligible voters of, say, 7,000. They have like 2,000 registered voters, and in any given election, they don't get over 50%. So of that 10,000 population, you got, what, 500 people making the decision?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And those
and in
numbers,
some cases, it's three people. And that's three people, a three-person difference.
Oh, the first.
Didn't you win by one vote?
The first office that I was elected to, I won by three votes.
Wow.
And the city of Reading, or the city of Anderson, first time I ran for the city council there, I won by three votes.
Wow.
That's what Gary Cadd did.
So, okay. I mean, and so your vote does count if you take the time to do it.
Right. Okay, Sally.
Here's an interesting factoid, too, that I just found out. Do you know that our state senators represent almost a million people, and our congressman only represents about 600,000.
Yeah, I understand that. Right, because you know that's why you have so many more congressmen.
We have more congressmen than we have two state senators for this entire state. That's another one of those.
I'm talking about state senators.
Oh, you mean California? Oh, you mean like
California
games?
State senators represent more people than does our federal congressman. In other words,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Represents more people than LaMalfa.
Terrible. And LaMalfa only represents about 600,000, a little over 600,000.
Well,
Gaines has almost a million people that he represents.
There's more and more arguments all the time as to why this whole thing of the state of California just doesn't work.
That's exactly right, Chris. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, what I was getting ready to tell everybody that happened outside.
Yes, what happened outside?
This is great. You know, after we talked about this, about there's certain limousines around here that's not following the rules and all this, we walk outside, and I'm talking to Robert and Jamie, And Jamie says, yeah, this person got upset. And he shows me a screenshot of what this guy sent to him. See, Jamie said on his NorCal Limo Facebook page, hey, we're going to be on Carl and the Boss Show tomorrow on KCNR 1460. Listen to us. It's about, you know, safety and the people that are obeying the law and others aren't in our limo services in Redding. And this guy, Mike, if this is truly him, Mike writes him the most horrible thing. You know,
it was X-rated. He can't say it on the air.
I mean, you know what? I don't even hear things like that in boot camp, right?
It was openly a threat.
Yeah, it was an open threat to him. You better run if you see me. You know, blah blah blah. I mean,
it was
all this
high school.
I mean, it was like, well,
who is this guy? Why would he
do something like this? And I tell you what, if you see me, you better run. And he called him all these other names and all this.
Yeah, I want to climb in a car with this dude.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's, you know, first of all,
I'm amazed that Facebook allowed for that whole stream to be on that page.
And so when they went to Facebook and said, hey, this isn't really right, and then Facebook goes, no, that's okay. You can threaten to kill somebody or beat them up or call them these names. Yeah, that's okay.
That doesn't unless, of course,
you're a Christian. If it's, okay. Anyway, so I found that just interesting. Then I saw the comments by Ted Leidy afterwards, which were just hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, something about, you know, the comments, you know, the guy made kind of sound like he, you know, been intimate in prison with somebody.
It was very graphic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you right now. We're not repeating any of the above conversation.
But why would you do something like that?
I mean, he didn't name anybody.
He just said, hey, there's people out there that are not following the rules.
Well, and basically it was all about consumer protection and consumer, you know, be aware whenever you're going into these things. You know, constantly they warn us if you're doing home projects, if you're doing things, you can't expect the government to take care of you and protect you in every which way. When you're doing projects, when you're having people into your home, you're getting into somebody's car, you as the consumer have to take the time to do the proper thing to be sure you're safe. Cover your fanny yourself instead of having somebody else that you can sue after the fact.
Yeah,
the buyer
take
beware.
Responsible.
Exactly,
anyway,
buyer
so
beware.
I didn't get the guy's last name or anything like this or what business he did, but you know, I just found it, whoa, really? That's kind of like almost...
So kind of proved the point that there are people out there
that are
who are not legitimate, and so check into that. Make sure you're getting into the right limo.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break. It's 8:17 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, and we're going to be right back with more. I want to talk. You know what? Here's some things we need to talk about. Can Trump be trumped if he's just running against one person? You know, in the GOP, and then of course the Justice Department attorneys are now rolling in on Hillary. So we'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream sound bites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
400-pound bears, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Man Submersible Water Rocket, Jet Evaders, Splash Dogs, Kids Crown Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Fast Spin. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the all-new NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Once a year only, show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife, art, camping, RV accessories, and more. March 4th through 6th.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
You know, you were talking about the school students listening to KCNR aboard the bus.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard this song, it was coming out of a speaker on a high school bus.
Really?
Yeah. Because back in that day, they mixed these songs so that they sounded really good on these crappy little speakers.
Because it could be bad and you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't tell because it's coming through a 4-inch speaker.
8:22 in the morning here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And we're here on Open Line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Better-known business located at 2143 Hilltop Drive right here, of course, in Reading. Great place for coffee at Espresso Joe's. For veterans, get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Whether you're drinking anything at Espresso Joe's, you get a discount. And then next door, of course, is the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that when you walk in, you just want to roll around and get the smell. You want to get the smell on you.
The aroma is incredible. The aroma is incredible.
It is. It is just wonderful in there. And then, you know, Joe and Shelley do so much for our community here. Again, a veteran-known business open 7 days a week on Hilltop, 2143 Hilltop. Okay, again, that you know, the thing that somebody can write something like that on Facebook, a threat like that, you know, and then nothing happens. I mean, I guess you could take it. You can do one of two things. You go back to them and you call them a punk and, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
You can fight back or you can ban them from your page, from your stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he threatened him. He said, next time, he says, if you ever see me coming, you better run.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I'm coming for you. Or he said something like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
And I'm thinking.
It was a threat. It was very definitely a threat.
It may not be the guy you want to come after. You know, I mean, first of all, okay, and I'm not just saying do this, of course. Somebody threatens me like that with bodily harm. He's bigger and younger and, you know, big. This is the land of concealed carry.
Yeah.
This is the land of protecting yourself.
Exactly.
And if I saw somebody coming toward me that had threatened to hurt me in public and was coming at me, I can't help but think I would say, stop, I'm in fear of my life.
Yeah.
And then see what happens after that. I mean, I can't help but think that when you threaten somebody like that, outwardly like that, and then the first thing you do, though, is you show it to the police. Hey, you know, this is a terroristic statement you just made.
And the difference is, you know, this kind of stuff, and this is why I object to strenuously to the blogging efforts that we see or used to see, and I don't know that they still do it, but the blogging things that happened with the Record Searchlight. But the difference was that when you were doing that on the Record Searchlight, you weren't identifiable. You had some name that nobody knew who you were. You didn't have to identify yourself. On Facebook, this guy, I have to identify himself.
If it is him.
Now, you can't always say that because occasionally
could have been somebody else.
You do get punked on that. And at one point.
You get what?
punk? Did I say punk? Yeah, well, I don't know.
Trish Clark said use the word
that's
punk.
That's a valid word.
Well, it's a valid word,
it's
is it
not?
It's
a valid word.
Well,
show
I mean,
it to me
in the modern language.
In the modern language, okay. You know, but what I'm saying is that there was a time a few years back when I first signed up for Facebook, didn't have my things set exactly right, where all of a sudden things kept coming out with my name. Someone had gone in and put out some I don't remember what it was, a weight loss program or a sleep program or something, and these were coming out under my name with, you know, and it looked like. So that can happen, having said that. But this apparently, I mean, they went back and forth and back and forth. This guy isn't having any problems claiming it, and that kind of filth,
yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
Gosh darn, they shouldn't be there.
I know.
Let me tell you something, though. Facebook being Facebook and that culture down there in that part of the world, if the guy had even had an illustration of a firearm, they would have been on top of him and kicked him off Facebook so fast.
Yeah, I know. It is. That's true.
Yeah.
You can threaten.
Good point.
Let's move on.
All right.
Okay, now, here's my question.
Okay.
Can Trump be trumped? In other words, Donald Trump is winning everything. Okay, he's running the table.
Yeah.
So, he didn't win in Iowa. Okay, but now he's caught up here. Now, the question is he truly this popular? Or is it because he's running against so many opponents? And I'm saying this, is that Karl Rove, whom I don't really think is that trustworthy, but he did show on his little writing board today that Trump's favorability, or not favorability, but support in the polls is like 35%. It's never gone over that,
uh-huh.
You know, across the board. But it's always that 35%. So when he's running against people like Cruz and Rubio, who get 22 and, you know, and 21, 24 and 21, he wins. Now, the question is if Cruz or Rubio dropped out, you know, I'm not counting Ben Foster or Ben Carson and the other guy, Kasich, because they're like 1%. If one of those two dropped out, what would the impact be then?
Well, and people have said it from the beginning that if Jeb Bush drops out, all of his support is going to go to Rubio. If Kasich drops out, all of his support is going to go boom. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? All of Jeb Bush's support did not go to Rubio.
Yeah.
It got spread out between Rubio and Cruz, and Trump picked up a good part of it.
I probably did.
Yeah, I was listening to a Republican strategist this morning who was saying that the only chance of success they have at this point is to pick their guy and then throw everything they've got into him and just saturate the airwaves with the message, because otherwise that steamroller isn't going to be
done. They're saying that they've got to start tag-teaming him. Cruz and Rubio have got to start pounding away at Trump. And Trump, though, Trump fights. He counterpunches, and he has this burnt, you know, the burnt ground type of strategy, you know, that is just burn them to the soil, plow the soil, and put salt in it.
But here's the deal. All of that psychology that you're listening to is coming out of the Washington cartel, the mainstream, the establishment, if you will. And excuse me, but they just don't get it.
Well, you know,
what they do not understand is if they think they're going to, right now the establishment is going, man, we want Rubio. He's the only one we know we can deal with. We don't want Cruz. I think they hate Cruz more than they hate Trump. Because they know what Cruz is. They know exactly that he's going to fight them all. He's not going to play the game of the Washington cartel, and he's not going to play the game with the establishment. So right now, Jeb Bush and his crowd and Kasich and all the establishment are going to throw all their money and all their effort behind Rubio. I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's going to work, because I think all of the people that are out there that are against that establishment are then, if they get rid of Cruz, they're all going for Trump.
Well,
and if Rubio ends up to be our candidate, and they somehow make that happen, you're going to see another visit from the same people that didn't get Romney elected.
See a visit from who?
From the people who didn't elect Romney, because he didn't get the base to vote for him.
Well,
they said he had to reach across the aisle. He had to get the colored vote. He had to get the Hispanic vote. I didn't say that word. Oh, did I say that? I don't know. It's just an acceptable word to me.
Color.
The people of color. And I don't mean that divisive in any way.
No, I know.
You've
got to get the people of color.
But they said we had to reach you, and he got all that vote. The vote that Romney didn't get was the base of the Republican Party. And if it's anybody but Trump or Cruz, I don't think that base is going to be there. And it's not going to be there for an establishment candidate.
Well,
just my opinion.
Well, and I think that I'm just not sure where people are on this still. I think
they
that
don't
I
get
think people
how mad
are still
people are.
People are still really upset with what's going on. And but the thing about it is the Hillary camp, this is what they say, I don't really believe it, but they're saying, "Oh, we want to run against Trump because we can beat Trump." They don't know if they can beat Rubio. I don't even know if they think they can beat Cruz. But
Trump, that's that mindset.
But again, it's a mindset because, like I said, the person who comes up who's so strong against him is a guy named Karl Rove, who's been wrong if
every
you
time
in the last elections. And
do we remember where Karl Rove first surfaced?
He came, you know, when he said, "I said, so what mistakes did you make?" Because he was on our show. What mistakes did you make in the Bush administration? And there's like five or six of them, but one, the big one, was not fighting back when people were saying things.
Yeah.
So now Rove's out there in front saying things like, "Oh, he can't win, he can't win." He just keeps winning. And here's the thing is, people love a winner. Yeah. So they have got to somehow show that Trump is not a winner, that Trump does not have the qualifications to be president. And, well, frankly, after his last one, I'm not sure what the qualifications are to be president.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing you can say about Obama, I mean, and you can say this in a nice sense, there hasn't been any personal scandal associated with him that I know of the Obama family.
Immoral.
Kind of standard. Yeah, you know, anything immoral like we have in, you know, or other things like that. I mean, yeah, people don't like that he goes on vacations, all that, but every president goes on vacations. You know, get over that. Just get over that. Every president, when they go on vacation, it just costs us millions.
Right. Not as much as it does with this group, but
maybe not as much, but still,
but
it's just irrelevant.
It's a drop in the bucket.
It's insignificant. You know, it's another one of those things that bleed off people's anger and they get upset about that instead of being upset about what's going on in the House and what's going on in the laws and the things that are going on around us. People just let themselves get sidetracked.
They do, but I still will just say one more time. What all of the people that are out there making all these scenarios about who can beat Trump and why, you always have to look where is their mindset coming from. And if it's coming from that establishment, if it's coming from the Washington cartel, that honed in group, they don't get it. They do not realize why Trump is as popular as he is. And it's because there are so many of us out here who just aren't going to take it anymore.
All right. We're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore.
That's right.
It's 8:31. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to go out for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy.
I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a debate.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're just talking out loud here. It's 8:34 in the morning with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, gives the best haircuts in town. It's man's last stronghold. What are you looking at me like that for, Trish? It's like a big surprise. Anyway, it's not a big surprise. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's just a great place to hang out at. You know, parents, take your kids down there. Just let them sit there. Now, if you just leave them unattended, though, they will give them chocolate and some more caffeine and send them home.
Yeah.
And perhaps even who knows what else. No, I'm just kidding. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's an outstanding place to get your hair cut. And walk on down the street to Classique Cafe, where they have SOS every morning. Millie and Kathy. And by the way, for people that ask, you know, they had that big fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
They now have a new oven. They've got a new refrigeration system. They're getting a new ice maker. Everything all that stuff has come in now. So thanks again to so many people.
Well, that's just great,
so
because that was a great fundraiser. The community reaching out.
Yes.
Good. All
right. Okay. Now we were talking about we talked about Trump, and somebody said there's a Republican. I guess there's another Republican. Oh, somebody's on the phone. Okay.
Okay, and there is a debate coming.
Fred. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Fred.
What time are the debates tonight locally?
I don't know. There is a debate tonight.
There is a debate tonight. I'm not sure. It would probably be around that 5 or 6 o'clock mark, but I'm not sure. I tell you what, Bob will check it out on the computer, and we will make that announcement, okay?
Thank you.
You bet, Fred.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, Bob, check that out. See if you can find it somewhere on the Internet. I'm sure we can. Hey, let's go moving on to Hillary.
Okay.
Loretta Lynch in front of the Congress yesterday. And she said that career, I don't know if that's a good, you know, if that's a good choice. But anyway, career attorneys with the Justice Department have now joined the investigation. The FBI has brought the information, what they have found, to the Justice Department, and now lawyers have been assigned to the case. Now, according to somebody that's been working in the Justice Department, that does not happen unless there is a viable criminal case there. Now, what does that mean? If there's a viable criminal case, and she wouldn't say there was, but then again, I would not expect her to say that. I would not expect her to say, and they said, has there been any undue influence to try to hide this thing or cover it up? Well,
and she, yeah.
You know what she said? She said, there is in no way has anything like that been brought to my attention. It's, again, it's one of those things that when you ask a question, like you ask Hillary, do you always tell the truth? Well, I always try to. I mean, it's like, excuse me?
No. She doesn't say she always tries to. She says she always does. I mean, she's very blatant about lying to you.
No. They asked her that question, and she said, I always try to tell the truth. That's a horrible answer. And that's what they said. That was a horrible answer. You know what I mean? I always try to. Okay, I always try you know, to keep the car filled with gas.
There were absolutely no secret confidential memos or emails on my server. How many times did she say that?
Oh, no, that was a lie.
Well, how many times did she say? Well,
I know
she doesn't worry about lying. She just lied.
But I'm just saying that was a question asked her on a major news show. Anyway, so that's happening. Now, the question there on that is, how fast does this criminal investigation go? I mean, I would hope that they'd have something that's coming out by the end of August, wouldn't you think?
One would think, but here's the deal.
I
have sat for 8 years with things that have come up with, I mean, you name it, and I won't even try to go into the long laundry list of things that I would sure would be the issue that would get that president impeached, that would get this Hillary taken out. And each time, nothing has happened. It's been news for a couple of days. It's been on the headlines. And then it just goes away like vapors into the atmosphere and nothing is done or nothing is said.
Right.
So is anything going to come of this? I'm going to believe it when I see it.
I've done some checking. I see no reference on Reading.com about a Republican debate anything.
I saw that
it's
today.
It's tonight.
Yeah. So did you put in Republican debate?
Yes, sir.
And did you put it on Yahoo?
I did, in fact, Google it.
And
I got
nothing?
Stuff from 2015 and 2014.
Huh.
Nothing current.
Okay, if anybody knows anything about a Republican debate, you know, they have a lot of them. Okay, moving on.
I thought it was Saturday night, actually, but then maybe that's just because they've been doing them on Saturday.
I just thought the last one's coming up, so let's find out. Survey in the Record Searchlight.
Yes.
Survey says, do homeless people at the library bother you? Remember, this is after the article where they did this impromptu survey that showed 2/3 of the people in the library were homeless. And so there's 607 people have commented in this. On the survey, do homeless people at the library bother you? 70% said yes, 11% said sometimes, and 19% said no. So you have a total of 81% of people that says either it bothers me a lot or it bothers me sometimes. Mainly, most of them are saying 70% say yes. Now, the question is what do you do about that? You can't keep people out of the library, can you?
No, you can't.
And I drove by. If you drive by there, you'll see lots of people at the library and outside the library that appear not to have a home. But and a lot of them, they said they're staying at the Good News Rescue Mission, and another large percentage live on the streets. But they come in there and they use the books, they use the computers. You know, they recharge. I'm sure they recharge their cell phones and all this. So,
what
are you going to do about that? I mean, something you're just going to have to accept?
I found it interesting that the board indicated they were encouraging the library staff to reach out to them and talk to them and try to maybe get resources for them. You know, it's a dilemma, and it's a dilemma that reaches certainly into our library and has been an issue. I don't know, have you gone down there and going into the parking lot?
I have.
A couple of times I have gone in and actually not even bothered to stay because I couldn't find a parking place close enough to the front entrance that I wanted to walk the gauntlet, if you will.
Yeah. So we got somebody here that says the Republican debate from the University of Houston. Televised by Telemundo and CNN.
I thought it was ABC.
Well, it says here. What do you have?
Yeah, I don't have the time. That's what I was still searching
All right,
for.
That's what we're trying. That's why I just said when. Ann, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. It's my understanding the Republican debate is tonight. It's taking place in Houston.
Okay,
I don't know what station it is. It's
CNN. And it's
Thursday at 8:30 Eastern time.
Oh, so 5:30 Pacific
time tonight
on CNN.
Yeah.
Or Telemundo if you speak Spanish.
Yeah, well, I don't. Here's my question.
Okay.
I'm not real thrilled about any of the Republican candidates. but I am less thrilled about either of the Democrat candidates. And I'd like some clarification from you guys that if you don't get your choice for the GOP candidate for president, are you going to stay home and not vote, or are you going to vote for the GOP candidate? Because if you decide just to stay home and pout, then you are a major part of the problem. You have no right to complain, and you're also responsible for the election of Barack Obama two times if you didn't vote, and you will be responsible for catapulting one of the biggest crooks in the history of our country into the presidency, and that would be Hillary Clinton. And Bernie Sanders is just an old, white, boring socialist.
We can't wait in to answer this one.
Well, because here's the deal, and I totally completely concur.
What she said was really, really important for everybody out there.
Absolutely, and I say that to my friends all the time. What I was pointing out, because I concur with you absolutely, if I don't get the right, I mean, any of the people that are left in the running for the Republican Party are heads and, I mean, absolutely above the two candidates, the choices on the other side. So no doubt I'm going to vote for whoever the Republicans come up with. Having said that, if you looked at the results of the last election, that's exactly what did happen the last time.
People stayed home.
People stayed home. The base stayed home. And you're absolutely right. They, in fact, were then responsible for what we got. So I tell my friends all the time, if it has to be, God, I was so hoping I would not have to do another hold my nose and vote election, but that's what I'll do, regardless of who they bring up as the Republican.
And I hate to say it like this, but it's ABH. You know, anybody but Hillary or Bernie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's, you know what, any of those. You know, even Casey Chu is probably really, really, you know,
absolutely
more moderate than you'd want him to be on a lot of things. I would vote for him.
But well stated, Ann.
And not only that, Ann, but we are going to encourage people to get out and vote. Because if we don't, the way this nation is going, and everybody has said, we're not, you know, and
we
look at the poll.
The
nation can't keep going like this.
We need to stand
up and make our stand known, and we need to encourage all of our friends to get out and vote. And Jan, okay, let's talk to Jan. I was going to take a break, but Jan, come on, what do you have?
I just have one quick question about the library.
Sure.
Yes.
I go there every Thursday night for a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And last week when I was leaving was the first time there were so many people out there. It was a little bit scary, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I went into the woman's bathroom, and it looked like there was a guy in there. It turned out it was just a gal with short hair. But my question is, I see them all the time. There's a plug there that they charge their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they turn that off? Why do they let them do that? I mean, I realize they have to charge their phones somewhere. We're trying to be nice.
Well, they've turned them off in other spots in the city. They have turned them off because of that reason. And, Jan, I would probably imagine is that it's because it's a library, that if they didn't charge it out there, they would come inside and charge them and sit there.
But I want to point out something. You know, this issue with the homeless in Shasta County and in Redding, this is not a totally new issue. Years ago when the Board of Supervisors was still meeting in the Shasta County Courthouse, prior to the time the administration building was met, there were a couple of occasions when on board day, on that second floor restroom, I would go in there and there was a gal with a shopping cart that used to come in and out of there on a regular basis, and she'd lock that door. That restroom door, and she'd go in there and take a bath and clean up. And many times, I mean, it was a standard joke around there is whether she'd spent the night in the courthouse or not. Because quite often she would hide from us in different places and find a place, and they'd wake up in the morning and she'd meet them coming out the front door. So, not a new issue.
Okay, Jen. Thanks a lot. You know, there's some security, though, if it gets to that, if people are starting to get a little uneasy. There should be maybe some security there. All right, thanks, Jan.
There is a security.
There is security.
Oh, there is?
There is security.
I don't know
there.
What he does. I don't know what his job is. He seems to walk around a lot.
That's pretty much what he does.
Armed. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Anyway,
Thanks, Jan.
Yeah, you know what? It gets to the point where people start to get a little, some trepidation there.
Yeah. Well, it's front of the post office. There's people have their devices plugged in all the time. But my favorite was the dude with the flat screen and the DVD player.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
I remember that.
And that's why so many of us get down on the whole thing with the homeless, because there are these abuses. There are people out there who actually need our help, and I'm all for that. But there's so many that are just flat using the system and like the way they're living, and that's a bother for me.
You know, the other thing about in front of the post office here down in Yuba Street is this strong smell of urine all around there. Have you noticed that, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, I've taken to walking.
Bob just turned us off.
The microphones were on.
I know.
I've taken to walking, of course, you know, trying to improve the health slightly.
Right.
You see a lot more if you're not just jumping out of the car, running in the door, and running back to the car. And the train station's quite the hangout, but yes, there's I stepped past what I really hope was dog do on the sidewalk the other day. You know, it's like, oh boy.
Okay, we've got to take a break. It's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here. Tomorrow on the show, the sheriff will be in here. We have a lot of things to talk about. My co-host will be Gary Hayward, from the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. He's going to be on there because we're going to talk about some things happening out there. But he's just on as my co-host, and I can let him run it. We'll be right back.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds, March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local program in Northern California.
We're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Thought I'd just reflect the mood.
That's it. I'm thinking that is the mood of the country. It says it. And
right,
now I'm
now,
going
to
tell you, that's where the electorate is. Yeah, I just feel it strongly.
Put this out there. I want you to save this one for me, Bob, because this one's going to be played in every show. That song right there, just put it on the desktop.
It is the mood of
and
this
it
country.
May be that, it may be that we play it at the beginning of it, of the 8 o'clock hour every day. Just that we're not going to take it
the
anymore.
Hour of rage.
The hour of rage.
Well, if you know,
speaking
but
of which,
that is the mood of the country. It is there.
I've got to get one more spot in here.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by...
If you must.
I do. I will. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Now, here's a guy, started a business 7 years ago during this recession, has been a success, and why? Because of customer service. He's got every gun and all the ammo you could possibly imagine to make that decision to come down. He's got guys down there and girls down there that are trained that can help you make the decision on which gun to buy. He's got he teaches concealed carry down there with Seth Stokes and Hunter Safety. He's got all the accessories for shooting and reloading, and he's a great gunsmith along with another guy he has there. I can't say enough about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. It's where I buy my guns there. And Bastiani Arms gives great, great discounts to veterans. All of this at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, we talked about Hillary. We talked about, hey, you know what? Everybody has to get out, and we talked about the homeless. I just read this morning, and this has enraged me, and I've got 6 minutes left. You remember those two women in the VA? They were high up, and they forced two people. They each forced this other person to move from their job. Made him take either a promotion, just made him move into another area so they could then take that spot.
Okay.
Which had, you know, they're making $182,000 and $176,000. They moved from that area where they were at, which had a lot of responsibility, to this new job, which had half the responsibility, but they did not have to take a pay cut. And this was a huge scandal. And the VA said, you know, their IG goes, this is wrong. You can't, you know, do this and be rewarded for it. So they demoted them. Well, hello. Hooray. So what happens? Federal judge. In each case, different federal judge reinstated them to that full pay. And you know the reason why. So, I mean, I was just saying that the judge, you know, it's not the judge. It was the VA. They argued, and they argued rightly, as it turns out, it was proven in the IG inspection, is that their higher ups knew what they were doing, including the woman that was under fire for, you know, having all these backlog cases and all that. She knew that they were moving, forcing people out of a job so they could take it and keep their original pay and have like half the responsibility. She knew about it. Well, she's under fire, so she resigned. But they're finding that people all up in that chain of command at the VA knew what they were doing. And it happened before, and nothing had happened to anybody.
And
it only happened this time because people are starting to give a damn what's going on in the VA. So here's our system. Here's our system that they say, rightly so, punish those people. But then their higher-ups knew about it, and those people are still there. And that means these women can probably retire at whatever their retirement thing is after having cheated the system, abused the system, and because their higher-ups knew about it, they're walking.
Another one of those microscopic examples that I speak of, where in a normal, if we were at all following the laws of this land and the Constitution that we were blessed with, these things would not have been happening. A lot of those rules and laws that you talk about that they're operating under are under executive order and a pencil thing and a notation to the Federal Register that have happened over the last 7 to 8 years where nobody is even aware of them because the Congress has done nothing for 8 years and the executive office and their czars has done everything. And there's millions and millions of those on the books we'll never know about until something like this happens. And is anything going to happen about it? No.
No, it won't.
And
so,
once again,
so they walk, and the people that did it have resigned or retired.
Exactly.
And the other people,
with full pay.
And so, but you go down and you see these people that are, okay, here's a good example. You know, they've got this new program at the VA that if you can't see your doctor in 30 days, you get this, you get a chit, or you get this program where you can go see the doctor, an outside doctor.
An outside doctor at a local hospital or what have you.
But they weren't using it. And they had all these billions of dollars in there, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they weren't using it. Because they were not advertising it. They weren't doing anything.
People weren't.
Well, here comes
available.
Congress, rolls in again, guns hot, and starts pounding away at them. And so they decided to do it. Now, here, I had an MRI locally.
Uh-huh.
They had me set to go down to Mather.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mather, to go down there? I said, that's an all-day trip. And they said, yes, we know that. And
But our vets do that all the time.
But that's what I'm saying. I've got 80-year-old vets that go down there for cancer.
I mean, I knew many of the guys that used to drive
phone call,
for that program.
Right. So I get a phone call. And they've got me on that system now. So I was able to go
because they
to Mercy.
Get you in there in 30 days.
And they got me in Mercy. Yeah. They got me into Mercy. And they got me in there like in a week. And they call me. They were real nice about it. I mean, really nice. And then I was able to change my, the whole thing. But what I'm saying is, here's this program that's out there to help these people. And they're not advertising it. And the money's being not used. And you could take these people right here in town that are being forced to go down to these places 160 miles away and treat them right here.
Yeah.
Again, it's because the VA still doesn't have it together. It's not all in one bag.
Advocacy, that we need the advocacy programs to keep us informed, keep us enlightened. And here, part of what happens and how that happens, KCNR 1468 AM radio.
There you go.
That's how we let the people know what's available.
There you go.
Great service to the community, what you and Linda are providing. I want to throw in my bit about the fact that you guys received that award and how important, and boy, the President's Award from that group is so special, so deserving for the two of you.
Well, thank you, Trish, but you know what? You're part of our family here, and you're right in there fighting, hon.
Well, it's a blessing for me and a privilege for me to be with you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, tomorrow the sheriff will be with us and much more. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. The severe weather that left 4 people dead in Virginia yesterday has also claimed a life in South Carolina. Authorities say a man in Darlington was killed when a tree fell on him. Among the dead in Virginia was a 2-year-old child. Virginia Red Cross CEO Reggie Gordon says teams of volunteers have mobilized in the town of Waverly, which took the brunt of the storm.
Luckily, we have volunteers who were working last night to get our vehicles loaded and teams that are ready to come out to Waverly.
Gordon says initially volunteers will be helping with damage assessments. Snow is on the way in parts of New York.
Most of western and central New York will see widespread light snow during today, and some locally heavy snows are possible near Lake Erie in Ontario for the day on Friday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson says that snow system starting in New York is supposed to begin in earnest in the western part of the state. Donald Trump is the Republican.